Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Ayin Tesema Beis. We're only by the Mishnah on Ayin Tesema Beis. It says the Mishnah Amud Rabbi Yeshua, Shemati Shasaris Chaylitz V'Chotzen L'Ishtai. I heard that a Sris is included in the Parsha of Chalitza, and either if Reuven's a Sris, so Shimon will be Chaylitz to his wife, and if Shimon's a Sris, so he's still allowed to do Chalitza to Reuven's wife, and he's Mechayiv too. V'Asris Loi Chaylitz V'Chotzen L'Ishtai. But then I heard also that there's no Chalitza. Mainly in the Farish, I don't know how to reconcile these two seemingly contradictory statements. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Ani Farish, I'll explain it to you. There's two different types of Sris. I'm Sris Adam, a person who becomes a Sris. So Chaylitz V'Chotzen L'Ishtai, Yudei Shahayitz L'Shasa Kosher. He had a time in his life when he was not a Sris, so he's more shy after the parish of Chalitza. Whereas a Sris Chamu, someone who's born a Sris, so Chaylitz V'Chotzen L'Ishtai, Yudei Shahayitz L'Shasa Kosher, being that he never had a moment in his life, and he was kosher, so he's not going to be shy to the parasha. Whereas Rabbi Ezra, I mean, the opposite, that like he, Sris Chama, Chayetz Chalitzin Lishtai, Sris Chama, who's born a Sris, he's the one who's more shy to the parasha, because he could one day get healed. Whereas a Sris Adam, the Metzias is that there's no refuah for his Makkah. Mamelu, Chalitz Chalitzin Lishtai, he's not going to be shy to the parasha of Chalitza, Vimnesh Ainle Refuah. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira, Lumaisa says the Mishnah, we have Edas from Yeshua ben Beseira. Ben Megusa, Shai B'Yushalayim, and the person whose name was Ben Megusa, who lived in Yushalayim, Erekaidesh, that he was a Sris Adam, V'yivimu as Ishta, they did Yibam, the kind of Rabbi Akiva, which shows you like Rabbi Akiva, that the Sris Adam is the one who is Shai after the Parsha. Hasris lechaylis amiyabim, hasris cannot do chalitz or yibam. V'chein islandus lechaylis as long as you have MS. If Mrs. Reuven is an islandus, so then there's no chalitz or yibam. Hasris shechalitz levimtai. Let's say a sris that did chalitza, so that chalitz is meaningless. Memelu loy pasla, he doesn't pasla lakuna. Ba'ala, if he's miyabimer, so then pasla, that's gonna pasla, because it's an isser daraisa, isser erva veshesach, without a heter, and she be less nus. V'chein islandus shechalitz leachin loy pasla. Same thing in that the brothers do chalitza to her, so it's completely meaningless. It's not going to pass the kahuna. She doesn't have a shem chalutza. But lua if they're miyabimer paslua, that's going to pass her, and they should be lasa bilas nas. Now says the Gemara, the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, is that when it comes to a Sris Adam, so being that it's Haisel Shasa Kaisher, so therefore there is Chalitza. Ask the Gemara Michti, wait a second. Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva Damer Chayvi Lavin Kachayvi Krisus Damo. We know that the sheet of Rabbi Akiva in Shas is that Chayvi Lavin are treated like Chayvi Krisus. Now, the Chayvi Krisus Lavin Chalitza Vibam Nino. We know by Chayvi Krisus, the Mishnah Bezam and Aleph, is that there's no Chalitza, there's no Yibam, and also there's no Chalitza. So over here, by the case of the Sris, just like Rabbi Akiva doesn't even entertain the possibility that there's Yibam, why not? Because there's an Isser Daraisa, Isser Leisa Seyev L'Yavi Ptsuadaka B'Kal Hashem, and Isser says included in the parish of Ptsuadaka, so too there shouldn't be any Chalitza, because Chayvi Lavin are K'Chayvi Krisus. Just like B'Chayvi Krisus there's no Chalitza, so to B'Chayvi Lavin, by Sris Adam there should not be any Chalitza. Says the Gemara, Teretz number 1, Amr Ba'am Mihacha B'Mayeskin K'Gud Shanasa Achiv Giyayres. Reuven was married to a Giyayres, and there's an Isser Daraisa, Isser Leisa say for Ptsuadaka to marry to K'Kal Hashem, but that doesn't include Giyayres. Because Rabbi Kiva Savar, like Rabbi Yaisi, Damakal Gerim, Likri Kal, the Gerim are not going to include it in Kal Hashem. But that's the Gemara, Yachiv Sof, there's no what Leisa say, so Yavumi Nami Miyami, why don't we even allow them to do Yibam? So says the Gemara, Nechanami, we do, Va'adi Dam Rabbi Yeshua Chaylitz, Amar Ihu Nami Chaylitz. But since Rabbi Kiva, since Rabbi Yeshua mentioned Chalitza, so therefore he also spoke about Chalitza. And they cannot mean that if you're Rabbi Kiva, there's even a heter to do Yibam. The Katani Hayt Rabbi Shubim Beseira, Rabbi Begusa, Shay Bishlaim, Swiss Adam, Yivmu Asishtai, the kind of Rabbi Kiva, the Edis that Yeshua ben Beseira said over was about Yibam. So Shmami, no, you see that according to Rabbi Akiva, even Yibam is going to be mutter. However, Masav Rabba, Rabba proves from a Braisa, who's going like a Rabbi Akiva, that here we're talking about someone who is included in Kal Hashem. We're not talking about Geirim and Kal Geirim like Rikal. We're clearly talking about people that are included in Kal Hashem. The Braisa says, Sodaku, Krushavcha, Sris Adam, Azakin, Al Cholzin, Am Yabin. When it comes to all these people who cannot have children, so there's either Chalitza or Yibam. Ketzah, what does it mean? That Mesu, if let's say the one of these people are the Reuvens in the story, Umesu, and they die, Vilahem Nashim, Vilahem Achen, and they have a wife, they have a brother, Vamdu Achen, Vasu Maimer, Banisha Seyev, Vinasnu Gad, Oshachotsu, and they either do Chalitza, they do Maimer, they do give a Gad, whatever the case is, Mashasu Asu, whatever they do, it has a Lachik bearing. Vibal, Ukanu, and if they do Yibam, so Lamaisa, it's gonna work, and Mesu, if let's say the Reuven dies, and one of these people are the Shimons. So Mesu Achan, the brother dies, Ruvain dies. Vamdu Hein Vasu Maimer Vinish Hesayam Vinasnu Ged or Shacholzu, and they do either Maimer Ged Chalitza Mashasu Asu, whatever they do works. Vebal Lukanu, and if they do Yibam, so it works. Vasu Lekaimun Mishum Shenemerli Yavu B'Tzudako Krishavcha B'Kal Hashem. But at the same time, they can't stay married because there's the Iser Leisa Sayamli Yavu B'Tzudako Alma B'Kal Haskinen. So clearly, we're talking about someone. Mrs. Ruvain is someone who the Iser of Leyavai applies to, and yet still we say that the Yibam works. So how does that, why? If you're Rabbi Akiva, the Chayvi Lavin or Chayvi Krisis, so why is there Yibam and why is there Chalitza? Why would we even tell them to do Chalitza? There shouldn't be any Chiv to do Chalitza. So Elam, Rabba says, we're talking about a case, and this is the second attempt at Teretz, that we're discussing a case, the Mishnah is discussing a case where Mrs. Ruvain fell and afterwards Shimon became a Petsuadaka, became a Sris Adam. In such a case, there is going to be a Chiv Chalitza. Amalei Abayi, is that true? Vlesi Yisr Petsuadaka Vinidche, I say the Yibam. We should say that the Isser Petsuadaka goes and pushes away the Parish of Yibam. Milei Tznadim, we learned in the Mishnah, that in the case where Reuven's married to Leah, the older sister, who the Kedushin's Daraisa, and Shimon's married to Rachel, who was a Katana at the time, and their Kedushin's only Midrabanan, and Reuven dies without any children, so now Leah falls to Shimon, even though Shimon's married to Rachel, it's only Kedushin. There's only a condition to Rabbana. The Mela Leah of Midaraisa falls to Shimon, so either Shimon will do Nian with Rachel and then marry Leah, or they'll wait until Rachel becomes a Gedailah. They'll continue to stay together. Now they'll be marrying Midaraisa, and then Leah will now have a shame, Achis Isha, and she'll go out scot-free. So you see that even though at the time that Leah fell, she wasn't an Achis Isha, when the Isra comes in, so then it goes ahead and it pushes away the parish of Yibam. The Alma Asi Isra Achis Isha V'dachi Hachanami Nesi Isra. Here too also the Chayvi Lavin Petsuadaka, if you're a Bikiva, which is treated like Kares, should go ahead and push off the Parish of Yibam. Elam Rabbi Yosef, a third and final Teretz. Hi Tana Hach Tana Dur Bikiva, he Damer Mechayvi Lavin, the She'er Havi Mamzer, Mechayvi Lavin, great Eloi Havi Mamzer. The whole Kushi of Mzmei Kara Lessa, we were assuming that if you're a Bikiva, all Chayvi Lavin are like Chayvi Krisis. It's not true. The Tana Bar Mishnah holds, like the Shita, that Rabbi Kiva only holds about Lavin the She'er, Lavin that are Usr because of a relationship, of a close relationship, that's when it's like kares. But when it's chayvi lavin greedy that have nothing to do with she'er, like over here, it's just iser, the general iser of liyavi p'tzudaka b'kal Hashem, so then it's not treated like kares. And meila, that's why it's going to be chalitza. There's no yivam, it's still aser, but there is still going to be chalitza because it's not mamish like a chiv kares. So says the Gemara, but wait a second, why is it even b'chal the parish of yivam v'chalitza? Ikri kan lahakav akav shem, b'ha'olav v'rachihu. There's only yivam when you could perpetuate the dead brother's legacy. Well, over here, since he can't have children, so L'chayri is not part of the parish of Bechal. Rava says it's not true. Because Imkain, if it would be true that we would say about a Sris Adam that he's not part of the parasha, so then Ein L'chayisha Shekshayru Liyavam. Then there would never be a case of a woman that could do Yibam. Shalinasa Baila Sris Chama Sha'achas Kodom Misasai. Avdafka Sris Chama really means Sris Adam. You never have a person at a moment before his life ends, that he doesn't become Sris Adam. Every single person, right before he dies, he's so weak, he's almost dead, he's a Sris Adam at that time. So that there should never be Yibam. Elamai, it must be, we don't count that there is still going to be Yibam, but even when the person is a, or at least Chalitza, even when the person is a Sris Adam. That says the Gemara, Lord Beliezer, Peruka the Rav Pirchi, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that by a Sris Adam there is Taka is no Chalitza because he's the Inle Refuah. So this Kasha, this Teretz of Rava is going to be a strong Kasha on the Sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. If you're going to say that there's no Chalitza even by a Sris Adam, so then why is there ever a Parish of Yibam? Says the Gemara, Hasam Chihusha Das Chila Bey. Rabbi Eliezer will tell you that over there, the fact that the person becomes a Sris Adam right before he dies, that's not included in the Isra of Sris Adam. That's just he becomes very weak. We'll see later what exactly a Sris, the definition, the halachic definition of Sris is, but this is not included, which is why generally there is a parish of Yima v'chalitza.